Hello and welcome to episode 37 of the Coached by Halls podcast, a podcast that I hope will help you to live healthier and happier while still enjoying a fun-filled life. So this is going to be a Q&A episode from questions clients have asked. But before we get started on that, just a little side note, well, more like a little side question. When was the last time you tried something new? I tried something new at the weekend. I found the cutest shop in Liverpool called, watch me pronounce this wrong, Sostrine Green. I'm not sure where it originates from. I had to Google just to make sure I was spelling and saying that correctly. And I found it that it's online too. That is going to be dangerous because it was super cute stuff, sort of like homeware. So when I first walked into the store, it was all Christmas stuff, which is what drew me in the first place. And then sort of like really nice, quirky pots, pans, spatulas, sort of like homeware stuff. And then things like vases, candles. And then there's like a really arts and crafty bit. So like all the cute arts and crafts to make your own, like Christmas cards, paints, pens, pencils, all that kind of stuff. So proper cute, super cute stuff, but for a super cute price as well. Like the vase that I saw that I really wanted, I don't know why I didn't buy it. It was like £3, which is amazing. And it was so nice. This isn't an ad, by the way. Although happy to be an ambassador for them if they wanted. But anyway, so I bought some acrylic paints, brushes, and 3 mini canvases. And a little like palette to actually put the paint onto to then obviously transfer it onto the canvas. All that, just over £12. Amazing. I cannot wait to go back. And I had the best time using them. I was off my phone, using my own mind to be creative and try something new. So when was the last time you tried something new? We used to do it all the time as a child. Why do we lose that? I feel like as an adult, we lose our adventure, we lose our creativity, we lose our spontaneity. I was going to say spontaneity, that's the right word, isn't it? And we lose all that to our 9-to-5 jobs and technology, I believe. We even have AI now that's literally thinking for us with things like, is it called ChatGPT? Is it? I haven't actually used that personally, and I've made a vow to myself that I'm not going to use it through fear of just not using my own brain ever again and just becoming really dumb. We don't need that. I showed my mum the paintings I did at the weekend, and her words were, don't quit your day job. Cheers, mum. Thanks for the support. But it doesn't matter if you aren't quote unquote good at it. Put your ego aside and just do it and enjoy it. Who actually defines good anyway? Surely art is art. What's the word? People just tend to like splatter paint on the canvas these days, and that's called art. So I think mine were actually quite good. But the main thing is I enjoyed doing it. It was something new, something different. Whether it's painting, pottery, a yoga class, a different gym class, baking, knitting, drawing, DJing. I know one of my friends started DJing and she's loving it, and I think that's absolutely amazing. Photography, the little scratchy off picture things. I'm sure you know what I mean, where you like scratch off the black and the colour is revealed underneath. Anything. If you do end up trying something, which I hope you do, please let me know what you choose by messaging me either on Instagram or by emailing me. I'd love to know if this inspires you to go out and try something new. And I hope it does. And whilst you're there, if you could leave a nice review about the podcast and share it to your Instagram stories or with your friends, that would be hugely appreciated. So, on to today's episode, Q&A. So, question one. Should I be having electrolytes? I keep seeing them advertised everywhere. Honestly, no. They are another money-making supplement that are well advertised to make you feel and think like you need them. Unless you have been bedbound with a horrible tummy bug and haven't eaten or drank for days, or you're running a marathon or sweating profusely, you're fine just drinking your water daily and eating a balanced diet. Some people do report feeling a benefit of drinking these in the morning, but they are taking the electrolytes with a full glass of water, a glass of water that they wouldn't have been drinking in the first place. Maybe it's just that full glass of water in the morning for the first time ever that has helped. With everything like this, think basics. With everything, I like to sort of think back, take it back to quote unquote the olden days, caveman days, maybe not that far back, but you know what I mean. Did they have electrolytes? No. Did they do just fine drinking plain old water, eating the fruit and veg and meat in peace without someone on Instagram telling them that they're wrong and any less of a human for doing so? No. What a time to be alive. I wish I was alive then. So, no, I don't think you should be having electrolytes. I don't like to use the word should anyway. We don't do shoulds. If you feel like you benefit from them, then go ahead. But personally, I think it's just a waste of money. I'd rather just drink my water. I actually have sugar-free cordial in my water the majority of the time and eat a balanced diet. Okay, question two. Is it normal for me to be putting on so much weight compared to losing it? I feel better within myself and feel like I have lost weight, but the scales are telling me I'm getting a lot fatter. Okay, let's refrain from using the word fatter. It tends to sort of hold on to our identity, and I don't agree with it as a word. It's also sentences like, I am fat. Saying stuff like that means it's fixed. Let's switch that to I have fat. Everyone has fat, and then that just means it's more changeable. You can change that. So, a few things to go through here. The scales are a measure of your body weight as a whole. Your body fat, your muscle, your bones, hair, skin, everything. So, if you are getting stronger and building muscle, then you probably will see the scales increase because that muscle weighs something. With that being said, stop stepping on the scales. The scales can differ from morning to night, day by day, just because of maybe what you ate that day, water weight, how you slept, hormones, time of the month, that they will all impact scale weight. Even just positioning the scales on a different part of the floor will give you a different reading. So don't rely on the scales. Like you said, you feel better within yourself, and that's the most important thing. Focus on choosing habits that help you to feel your best self and you're winning. If you really want to weigh yourself, I would suggest weighing yourself at the same time every morning for a week and then take the lowest number. That's your body weight. I had a client do this a couple of weeks ago, and there was a 4 kg difference between days, and it was different every single day. That's not body fat. It's impossible. So just bear that in mind. And I would maybe think about throwing the scales away and just focusing on how you feel. Third and final question, how do I stay motivated in the darker weather? So, like always, you can't rely on motivation because you won't be motivated all of the time. You're only human, that's normal. In moments like this, you have to think back to your goal and your why. Why are you doing this? What is your goal? And then choose the action that best aligns with your goal. So if your goal is to lose weight and you can't be bothered going to the gym, it's dark in the morning, 6 a.m. alarm's gone off to get there and you really don't want to do it, think to yourself, my goal is to lose weight. What action aligns with that goal right now? Going back to sleep or getting to the gym? Of course, it's getting to the gym and you will feel so much better for making that choice. And that choice aligns with your goal. The choice is always yours, but every choice has an outcome and you want that outcome to align with your goal. I also like to think about how when you're getting up in the morning to go to the gym or you're getting up in the afternoon to go for a run or for a walk, or how you're getting to the gym in the evening after work in the dark. You're doing that when the majority of people have chosen to either stay in bed or sit on the sofa and do nothing. That is motivating in itself. You are out there showing up for yourself and getting it done. And showing up for yourself, even on the days you don't feel motivated, is what gets you results and is what will separate you from those who don't do it and therefore don't get results. And that's us done for the day. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you have found today's episode useful. Okay, love you. Bye.